Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP, that's 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter. My name is Amino Hassan, joined as always by Black Trey, Big Jerv, and Big Waz with a college shirt on today.
So I got asked to do this, the Athletic is doing like a video series type of thing, and they had Robert Horry involved. And because it was shot in L.A., and I'm one of the local NBA people out here, I got asked to be a part of it. So I went downtown, shot some shit with Ori, did a very quick, brief interview with him about being a champion and being clutch and just being a legend, you know. I literally just got back from that. It was dope. Be on the lookout for that.
Did he have a collared shirt on?
Yes, he did. He did. Oh. He had a dress shirt on. Yeah.
Because I was going to say, it'd be real funny if you got dressed up and he didn't.
Nah. Ori had on a church outfit for sure.
Shout out. It usually be like that though, where you overdress and you don't bop yourself at the event looking real unseasoned.
With the top button.
Hey, Trey, I didn't peep you was out here with the looking very Cam Newton is my brother.
What happened? What did he do? Is he wearing a crazy hat?
I got the soldier. I got the soldier rag on, big dog. Don't complain us, bro. I'm not a... Listen.
My apologies, brother. No disrespect.
You feel me? I'm flagging over here the good way. let me stop saying the good way. I'm just saying my way.
There you go. Feel me? Attaboy, Trey. Yeah, I feel you. Let's not cast aspersions, right? Yo, quick question, man. So the PS5 and the new Xbox dropped this week. And I got to admit, I'm a little shocked by how many people are going nuts trying to get one. And I thought maybe I might be the only one. I've never gotten a console like the month it came out. Forget the week. I've never gotten a console the month it came out. I usually take me a couple of months before I'm like, all right, let me go ahead and get this new one. Is this something that y'all do? Y'all go out there and you get, as soon as the new one drops, I got to get the new one?
I camped out for the PS2. That's the last time I did it, though. Like, I did a 24-hour in-line type thing.
Those were the days.
But I was in college and...
Back then...
How long were you in the line? You had a tent or... What was the situation, Jerv?
So... that was a joint where everybody was like doing pre-orders like this, and I just bullshitted. Like, I just was like, oh, you know, I'll figure it out. I'll get this joint. And then it became, the day before, and I still didn't have anything lined up. So then we got the word that Best Buy was whatever. And if you get out there in time, you'll be able to get it. So we went out there probably about, I want to say I went out there like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. I just cut mad classes, we linked up, couple homies had girls and stuff. They came through, they would bring us grub. They bought us the hot cocoa overnight. They came through with the cars. We would do shifts. Somebody would go sleep in the car for an hour or two, and then you do the joint. So I was out there from like 3-4 in the afternoon till 10 a.m. the next day, because Best Buy did not open early that day.
I'm glad you told that.
And it was cold as shit.
I'm glad you told that side of the story, because I don't do that shit.
Bruh, that was a 30-hour basically situation. You got there I'm terrible at math. That was 17 hours or like 19 hours.
Something like that.
Yeah, so it wasn't even a whole day.
And I was up. Yeah, and I didn't sleep. And I cut, I missed all class the next day, but it was worth it. I had the PS2, I had Madden 20, and it came with the Matrix, that system. And fun fact, I still have not seen that movie.
Wow, they give it to you for free, you still ain't watch it.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's probably Jervis. Real on brand with Jerv, bro.
So you haven't seen any one of the three Matrix?
Nah, I already know what happens. What's the point? Red or blue pill, whatever it is. Whatever you learn.
Yo, you're a crazy cat for that, my man. The Matrix is fire, big dog.
So Trey, you got a PS. You got a PS. What is this? The fifth PS?
The five. Yeah, the PS5.
Hold on, Trey. Did you get the influencer package, or did you actually go out and purchase one?
No, I actually bought it. Oh, wow. I wish I ain't there yet. I mean, I was mad. You the one who got Beyond Meat pizza. Yeah, and I was not even vegetarian.
That jumped fire too, by the way.
Yo, you don't mess with Xbox.
No, I had no problem with it. I just, I'm like literally busy that I barely have time to even play the PS5. Got so you. Having two systems would have been just like the ultimate flex for no reason. Right, like it's you. Just like it's like a nigga wearing designer and getting no hoes. You know what I'm saying? Like so.
Son, like so, I'm so off of it. I don't even like what's the purpose of the two? Like what's the difference between the two? So I'm assuming like the graphics and everything is similar. Okay. What's the difference?
So to separate, you know how you do your comic book talk and nerd shit. Mm-hmm. It's really nerdy to that point. Frame per seconds are ridiculous. If you don't have a 4K TV or 2.1 HDMI, you're wasting money. Mm. Like you're not even on this level right now. This is Grey Poupon commercial type shit. Like I'm not even, you know what I mean? Like I'm really running my system off of a sorry, Jer. I'm really running my system off of Alienware monitor right now. Cause just to the TVs. I don't even got the TV. I'm a broke boy. I have to go.
But you got the cop a 4K though. When you get your crib, you're gonna get a 4K.
I'm about to go get me a joint. You know what I'm saying?
8K. But, hey, by the way, Trey, you gotta go get the 8K, bro.
Hey, it's whatever, bro. I just gotta see how big my crib gonna be. I have to map out the crib before I go crazy. You know. But you know, instead of doing all that sleeping and shit, because I just follow the optics of how many being made, COVID. You know, I had to be smart. First of all, and I'm not about to be stinky and musty for no fucking video game. Like, I can't. I'm 35 years old. Like, I'll wait till another rollout.
All the memes.
I wasn't stinky and musty.
All the memes are amazing. The picture of the person going, like, with their mouth open, like, huh? I said, this is your mattress on the floor as it watches you unpack the PS5. You got the meme where it looks like a Amazon checkout. It's like, wow, the PS5 is only $150. And it's like $100 is for the gun and $10 for the ski mask and whatever. You got the meme where my favorite one was some dude tweeted like my 3-month-old son begged me not to buy a PlayStation 5 and instead to put his name on an LLC and buy some real estate.
Oh God. I hate LLC Twitter so much.
Sick LLC Twitter.
I hate them.
I end up pre-ordering in September.
Okay.
So the thing was, the crazy thing about the pre-order is that I was sending the links to like mad people. And it was one of those situations, and not to count anybody's situation, but if you really wanted it, niggas is like, I'm like, you getting it? Nah, man, I ain't really want that shit right now. I'm gonna wait till the second batch. And it's cool not to have it because it's a $500.
You remember that's when what I was gonna when ask. I told y'all it retails for $500? That doesn't really seem so they like had, a crazy
So they
amount.
Had two versions. They had the disc version at $499, which I really didn't want. I wanted the digital version because I like don't like hoarding games. I buy them through the PlayStation Store anyway. And then you had the $399 version. Well, I clicked the wrong one and got the $500 one. So when I sent the link, I was sending a $500 link, and niggas was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really. But then you see the night before, you got cats on Twitter watching the links, and they selling out, and they cursing. Then you got cats pulling up the stores. They only got three. You know what I'm saying? They don't even have them really like that. They just like, all right, we got three in the back. And somebody probably even gangstered and kept one that worked there. You know what I'm saying? So
as they should. I seen people complaining about the resellers on Twitter, like, oh, how dare you resell a PS5? There's some 10-year-old out there who doesn't get to have one just so you can make some money.
Dog, I was so shocked. I went to Target to go buy an external hard drive. And there was a woman with her kids, like, so any PS5s? And I'm like, really? You about to buy this for like Christmas around the corner? Just like wait and give it to them then? Like you just gonna buy it for them on the spot? And like in my mind, I could be a bajillionaire. Could never buy my kids no PS5 on the spot because it just came out. I couldn't understand it. I was like, really? You just gonna spoil them? Like
I know
that?
Somebody who spent $1,600 just to get the flex off, and I'm just like. You waited last minute for you to get hit over the head. Because I was looking at mine like,
that's sad.
I'm not really a reseller. I really like the stuff that I purchase. You know what I'm saying? So it's very rare. I really have to not be able to fit something or something really drastic happened and I have to get it off. You know what I mean? But I was looking at my box and I'm looking on StockX and I'm like, $1,250, $1,500, 2,400. Like, should I flip this? But I'm like, also, it's going to be a lockdown. I'm going to be bored.
let me but Trey, you already, but you have a console. That's what I don't get. It's like people act like all the PS4s and Xbox Ones or whatever are just going to like deactivate. Like, what am I going to do? It's a lockdown. I'm like, you're going to play the same shit you've been playing for the last 4 years.
You know, I'm a hype beast though, bro. Like, I got to have everything first, man. I'm not going to lie, bro. I posted some shoes the other day. Jerv like, you know, it must be nice to, you know, I don't know too many people that get to post the got them. You know what I'm saying? He just judging me. But like, yo, if I really want it, I'm going to go get it.
Let me tell you something about the sneakers. Bro, like,
I've never seen someone say they got
them. I just posted one last week. I got the red fours. But the funny thing was, when it happened, I legit had to check several times. Like, wait, are y'all for real? Because it had been so long since I got them that I thought it was like I was getting punked or something. And I was like, yo, real talk, the sneakers app is like the worst toxic relationship you have, right? Where it's like, this motherfucker teach you like shit all the time. And you're like, I'm leaving. I'm never going to do this again. And then, hey, surprise, I got you these. Oh. Sneakers app ain't so bad.
Yo, that's a perfect explanation for it, because think about this though. This is the crazy part about it, especially if you West Coast, right? You wake up at 7 a.m. Bro, so first of all, not even 7, like 6:45. You got the alarm, you half ugly, your breath stink, you just trying to figure this shit out, hoping that you just cash in. Niggas is pushing that button so damn hard. That shit be 7 minutes. I mean, 7 o'clock with 35 seconds on the clock. And then you be waiting and you just sitting there and you go on Twitter and shoot your shit like, yeah, I'm about to catch this L. And then they sit you with the all sizes sold out, or they hit you with the your size wasn't selected. And then if you get the W, it'd be mad dramatic because you'd be like, damn, is my shit pending? You won't know until the card charge comes up. And you're like, yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's how I know. Where I get the Apple wallet telling me that they got the charger. I'm going to tell you the worst is when you get there on time and you hit purchase and it says, all right, we're sorting it out. We'll get back to you. And then, like, I'll either go back to sleep or I'll start watching TV and forget. I'm like, oh, what happened with that? I go look at that ad. Like, sorry, you weren't selected. I said, that's like getting the text, you up? I'm like, yeah, all right, I'm coming over. And you get
falling
getting
asleep.
Ready. You brush teeth. And then you kind of doze off and you wake up and you look at your phone and ain't no missed calls or nothing. Wait a second.
You know what's crazy? Like, that actually happened
to
me, too.
Where you at? Where you at? Oh, something came up. Like, no.
Yo, the chick was knocking crazy hard. See him pulling up on me, bro. I played myself. I had stayed up all day, right? She like, yo, I'm going to pull up. It's like 3:55 a.m., bro. This is like, I got to say, like 2007. Bro, I'm chilling. I'm hyped. I'm like, yeah, man, I wanted to kick it with this chick. I mean, she outside the house, bro. 5 a.m., 6 a.m., bam, man, bro. And this is back when, before Uber, so she had to catch a cab back.
Oh, no.
From, like, Van Nuys, and I was in L.A.
Whoa.
I was dead asleep.
That's like a $300 cab ride. Van Nuys, L.A., good Lord.
Family. Yo, I felt so bad. You know I got blocked after that, but it was crazy.
Yo, I see Jerv posted this from Nice Kicks. You can only pick two pills. The orange pill is get your ultimate grill for free. The pink pill is free rent for 1 year. The green pill is fix the sneakers app. The blue pill is end COVID. The red pill is get every Jordan retro in 2021 for free. And the black pill is get any future release for retail. And Jerv, you went with the orange and the blue. You want your grail and you want to end COVID. Thank you for ending COVID, Jerv, but why would the ultimate grail be the one that you want out of all these other ones?
Because I looked at the, first of all, I've been off Jordans for a couple years now, but I also looked at the 2021 lineup and it's trash. Okay. Right? They teased it. There's no reason that the cool gray 11s should not be a part of the 2021 release. So anything until they bring that back out, I'm off of it. I don't give a crap about rent free. It's impossible to fix.
Wait, how do you not give a crap about?
I don't understand. You don't pay rent now? I don't understand. How do you not care about no rent?
Hey, listen, brothers.
What's the rent in Philadelphia, fam? I'm trying to figure this out right now, bro.
Hey, man, you know, I just need my grill, bro. Like,
so what
I
is your? Tell y'all oh, you can't tell. Is. Tell us why.
Mm-mm, I'm not. Y'all not about to ridicule me, no sir.
No, no,
it's the Air Max One. Oh, right?
What's your grill? What?
No,
is it white on white Air Force Ones?
No. It's a. I'll just say it's a certain all red sneaker.
Oh, the red October. Oh, the red October Kanye.
Okay, that's a good grill. That's a good shoe,
bro.
That's
ain't nobody gonna get grill. On your head about that, bro.
Coming from the two dudes that damn near chastised me for wearing fucking the white joint a couple days ago. Now y'all want to tell me that this cool ass
That was cap for the internet. I
just like to harass you, by the way.
Yo, y'all had me feeling bad for a quick second. I was like, damn, this is how I look at it.
He doesn't get any money off the Red Octobers.
When I said you was wearing a Republican sneaker, it just sounded funny to put on the internet. I didn't really like think to myself, I can't believe Jerv did that.
It wasn't just y'all. Like everybody was texting me like, yo, how you gonna wear them Johns? We off ball. I'm like, yo, I bought these things like 4 years ago. I've worn them 2 times. I had a fire Adidas set on when I was stepping out of the house for the first time in like 5 months.
Facts.
I was like, yo, let me wear some white sneaks.
Nah, people got to get over that. Like, if you, I would never tell you not to wear sneakers that you paid for. You know what I'm saying? Like, but in good faith, like, so for instance, like I had a homie that used to work at Def Jam. And back in the days, Def Jam used to give away, Kanye used to give the employee sneakers. And I remember my homie was like, yo, I'm not going to wear Yeezys. The next time they send us, I could get you a pair. And this was after the slavery is a choice and yada, yada, yada. I was like, I just can't do it. Like, in good faith, I can't do it because I've talked so much shit about this dude in public. I can't pop out in a pair of Yeezys at this point. Like, if I had already bought them, I'd be like, whatever. I paid for these shits. I'm going to wear them. It's sneakers, whatever, but like now I just can't, I can't do it. So I'm not even mad at you, Jerv. Like that's respectable.
Yo, you know, like my thing is again, the Red Octobers, you don't get no money off them. Also, if you don't like those, you can always get the Victor Cruises, which kind of look like.
Yo, I couldn't believe I bought those. I bought the all blue ones back in the day when they first rolled out. I thought them.
Yeah, but you didn't get the Red October joints.
Nah,
though.
I wasn't about to play myself like that. Watch out.
Also, just so y'all know, The Athletic is launching a new vertical called the Culture Vertical. And when we debut, I'm going to have a sneaker apps joint out that I'm working on. So I'm probably going to quote some of y'all shit from this on there. So, boom, be on the lookout for that.
Bro, don't be plugging your shit on the black shit, bro. Yeah. Watch out, man. My nigga, watch out, bro. Don't take that corporate shit out of here, dog. But to be honest, Jerv, I killed you on that white shoe sneaker shit. I called Waz fat though yesterday.
Yeah,
he was in that chair, bro. So it's cool. Don't feel bad, bro. It's like I'll just good, only man. Be on your head. I'll be
we're
bullying
only
all
human
you niggas.
Beings.
I'll be bullying all you niggas.
Hey, before we get too heavy. I want to tell y'all to Trey and Amin, I appreciate y'all last week, but Waz, you wasn't here last week, so if you want to just show Philly some love real quick, you know, I mean, we still accepting love for saving the world, bro. So you know, I feel like you ducked me last week, so you here now. So if you want to pay homage, go ahead.
No, I gotta give it up to Philadelphia. Definitely came through. People voted early. People voted day of. People definitely showed up and showed out. And even in the suburbs, you know what's kind of funny, Jerv, is like, last time I went to Philly, I actually visited a friend in Westchester. And I was like, damn, this shit is way further than I remembered, bro. Because when I was in school, Philly people would get tight when Westchester people say, oh, I'm from Philly. Because I'm like, I mean, like, because, you know, like, if somebody's from, like, Westchester County in New York, I mean, you're like, well, I mean, New Rochelle is kind of right there, right? Close like, enough. It's not a big deal.
Close enough.
Nah, Westchester is dumb far from Philly. Like, it's so deep. And even those homies... even came through, but Philly came through in a big way for sure. We got to give it up to Philly. You know, definitely our brother city. I'm not even going to little bro y'all today, Jerv. Yeah, our brother city in the Northeast.
Waz, I told
it's,
Jerv.
It's hard to little bro somebody when they save the world.
Oh, God, here we go.
They really, Waz, I said through January 1, through the end of 2020, we're not, there's no zero Philly slander allowed. Nah. I was going to make a joke about Jerv's rent. And then I caught myself. I was like, not until the next
Meek album.
Yo, by the way,
Friday.
Oh,
Friday.
Meek dropping on Friday. So,
y'all are tapped in a way that I'm not tapped in.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What's going on with Meek in Philly? Where like the city of Philly is turning against him because I guess he asked guys to. That for peace, to give peace a chance or something like that. Have y'all heard any of this?
I missed this Meek Mill stuff. I didn't catch it, but it wouldn't surprise me if people were tired of Meek. You know, like it, I think he's so overexposed on social. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're just always putting out pieces of yourself, it's kind of easy for people to be like, all right, I'm off of this dude now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not, that doesn't surprise me, bro, like at all.
Yeah.
Yo, it's crazy. I didn't even realize Boy had an album coming out.
I mean, he just tweeted out like maybe before we started recording about he's going dark until his new music comes out on Friday. But yeah, it's always like that though. I mean, right? I mean, you're paraded by people until they're tired of you.
Hmm.
I mean, I, like the
it reminds me of the Warriors being like everybody's darling, and then people hating them, and
I think this is something more specific that I'm not picking up on, like fully. I'm just getting little scraps here and there, but apparently, like Meek was trying to, I guess things are getting bad in Philly, and he's trying to get people to kind of put down the guns and be and chill out or whatever, and like all the young guys are like, fuck you, old man, basically.
And then it's kind of like, yo, Meek, you of all people, really? Like, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for them to receive that message from Meek because he sort of made his reputation on being somebody who was with the shits, who was about that sort of element in that life. So I guess people are going to be like, nah, but we learned it from you, Meek. You know what I'm saying? Like, you the one who taught us about this.
It's crazy because if you think about, I'm not too familiar, but because I'm not tapped in with the youngins like I used to be. But if you think about it, all he's trying to do, if what you're saying is correct, all he's trying to do is be positive, right? And then we're not that type of city, especially when you are one that comes up in the slums, and the youngins here don't listen, like. They don't listen. Unless you telling these young, and it's sad to say, unless you telling them to willie a bike, pop some pills, go have a threesome with the baddest Jones or whatever the case may be, they don't want to listen to you. So, you know, he coming from a part of Philly, North Philly, where, you know, it has a crazier reputation than it probably needs to have. There's other parts of Philly that are on its level, if not crazier, but North Philly, it's just it doesn't look nice. You know what I mean? And for him to be telling people to put down the guns and stuff, like, but he should, because it's crazy here right now. Like, I got this app called Citizens. It's called like Citizens or something, man. Like that. Dude, this shit is ridiculous. Like, I wake up and it's like 0.3 miles away, a man with a machete. 0.5 miles away, a man outside with a gun. Rob, I'm like, yo, all right, I'm cool.
Good times, man. A healthy life includes a healthy sex life. Don't get it twisted, guys. There's no way you can walk around happy if your Mr. Happy ain't happy. So if you struggle with erectile dysfunction, you may not feel like your best self. But if you want help with that ED, Roman connects you with a real U.S. licensed healthcare professional who can prescribe the medicine you need. Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Medication is appropriate. Roman will ship you real medicine with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. All you got to do is go to getroman.com/BOM and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to talk about, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Just go to GetRoman.com/BOM to get $15 off your first order of ED treatment, a free online visit, and free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/BOM for $15 off your first order of ED treatment. GetRoman.com/BOM. So what else is going on? A bunch of rappers got shot and a dentist got shot this week.
Listen, yo, all I know, Waz need to call his big homie, Jay Prince, to hop on a Zoom call and increase the peace.
So I wanted, because I had a whole conversation about this with the homies in the group chat yesterday. And, you know, basically there's two sides of the story, right? One is like, Benny kind of didn't respect the jokes. Like, you in a town you're not from. Why are you wearing your jewels? You know you're supposed to move around a certain place whenever you're supposed to be on your P's and Q's. You, of all people, so from coming from where you come from, should know you got to move a certain way in that town. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be doing better than that if you're going to be rocking your jewelry and ice and all of that type of stuff. And then there's another side of it, which I'm interested to know what y'all think, because, you know, we all from certain neighborhoods, and especially like Amin being somebody who grew up in the fucking 90s and like when it was really fucking dangerous, you know what I'm saying? Like when it was crazy dangerous. Like another side of it is my homie was like, but yo, this dude worked hard as hell for his shit. And he's going to Walmart to probably grab a Gatorade while on the road or some shit. It's not his fault that people ran up on him. To which right. I'm just like, look, man, like sometimes people want life to be fair, but it's not. Like, unfortunately, if he was Jack Harlow or if he was Justin Bieber, and he could rock his ice and his chain wherever the hell he want, and people gonna leave him alone. But for whatever reason, the places that we come from, and it's been instilled in me since I was young, like, if you got something, just know people will try to take your shit. Straight tuck up and down. Tuck it in. Yeah, when you bought that new North Face, it was like, yo, bro, just know, like, there's certain places you might go, homies might try to take your shit from you. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the mentality that we was brought up on. So I would love to hear what you guys think about Benny in that situation in Texas.
For me, similar to like you said, you know, you floss, you make yourself a target. Now, I don't think necessarily that he was flossing because he's a rapper. It come with the territory. This rap shit dangerous. But when you think about everything that's going on, right? Doe lost his life early in the week in Dallas, but he had some beef with his partners. And then you think a couple days later, Boosie gets shot, going to actually go pay homage to Doe, one of his artists that he had a collab album with. And then Benny gets shot down the road in Houston. So the thing is, it kind of reminds me of Belly, right? When cats was getting it, going to Omaha and doing their thing. You can't come to nobody town and high sign on them. You know what I'm saying? And not necessarily saying that Benny was talking crazy or anything like that. But like you said, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's some hungry people out here. That's the same way how, you know, rest in peace, Pop, when people are like, yo, you made it out of New York and how you die in Hollywood. And it's like, nigga, we hungry everywhere. It's wolves out. And they don't care about whether you're in Philly, whether you're in Vermont, where you in fucking New Hampshire, bro. If it's some people that's hungry and need to eat, they gonna get you. You know what I'm saying? And in this lucky situation, he was luckily, nothing fatal, you know what I'm saying? Where you get shot in the leg. But then, you know, fans dipping into rap business or ordinary business that's not ours. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's where we should always stay behind the ropes and not chime in. Twitter and Instagram have given people outside opinions that they don't know shit about, like King Von, right? Losing his life in Atlanta. Chicago street shit is Chicago street shit. If you don't live in Chicago, you shouldn't be speaking on that shit. You know what I'm saying? As vice versa, if somebody else got some beef. Now, the same thing with Dallas, with Doe and whoever was involved in that. That's some shit where you just hit the RIP and keep it moving. Because when you getting involved in certain things or you feel like you overly included, then that's when you become food in that situation. You know what I mean? It's people doing podcasts and all kind of shit about shit that they don't know. So in this particular situation, like I said, rap being dangerous, you have to be your head on a swivel. You know, we've learned from, you know, Teriyaki 69 about having the entourages, right? Mm-hmm. And in the situation of not knowing who your entourage is. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to run with street dudes, do know that street dudes not going to stop doing with street shit. And if you're going to run and be a facade, do know what comes with the street guys that's going to be trying to test you and see what you going on. The same way how Jamie Foxx told the story about Plies, where some real niggas showed up on set and he like, I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? And that is what it is. But do know in rap, I say niggas might as well be R&B niggas at this point. 2000s R&B niggas, by the way, because the 70s R&B niggas and the 60s R&B niggas and 80s R&B niggas was really cut niggas. But these new niggas, it's a little different. You know what I'm saying? And if you're going to rap about killing niggas, do be prepared for niggas to try you and see if you got that thing on you. Because, you know, you getting rich off of other niggas' stories. And that ain't cool. So, you know, I do believe everything that Benny says. And I'm glad that he gets to make it back, take the PJ back to Buffalo and get healthy. But man, that shit should put him on a little bit more swivel of that. Like, just because you're in Houston and you did a show and it's love, it's people still out here plotting.
Right. Always. You know,
always. Always, dog. Don't never think it's sweet.
Speaking of people plotting, how do we feel about the versus battle?
Hold on. Before we get into that, hey. Jerv looked like he was about to say something.
Oh, okay.
Now, I was just going to say, since the beginning of time, there's in our community, there's nothing more valuable than there's never been anything more valuable than a rapper's chain.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it don't care if it was the 90s, the 80s, who was that youngin'? Was a Young Bird or whatever the fuck it was. Mm-hmm. They got his chain snatched and then it was going viral because all the, you know, every hood nigga in every city in America had a chain and it was over here, then whatever the case may be. So, like, that is always something that's going to be in our community, is that if you step out somewhere, like Trey said, if you step out somewhere, no matter where you from, it could be your own hood. No matter where you from, you have to keep your head on the swivel. And there's nothing more sexier to a hood nigga than your chain and scoring points off a nigga that raps about being tough. Mm-hmm. Whether he's the toughest nigga on the block or mm-hmm. not. It's like, oh, you tough? All right, bet. I'm about to pull up and I'm about to show the world you not as tough so that I can now be considered the toughest dude in America. So, I mean, you know, you live and you learn. But, you know, shout out to Benny. Glad he's good and all. But, you know, you just got to be on your shit because, like, streets is watching every single day of your life. The streets is always watching, don't matter where you at in this country, in the world.
And I do want to say, you know, because it came up too, I mean, and Trey sort of mentioned it. It's like, yo, this is the whole point of the check-in, right? Like, the whole point of that check-in is like, you get in contact with Jay Prince and the mob, and they're going to make sure you're situated in such a way where you get insulated from that element. They're going to be you got to pay a tax, you know, it's definitely extortion and protection money, but you will get to have your chain and not be shot at. Like, especially in Houston, like, especially like in Houston, like that's everybody knows for a fact. They got that on lock.
Why?
It's not happening.
Funny story. I'm in Houston giving lectures and I went out one night. And a cat came up to me with Rap-A-Lot shirt on, said, yo, you need some protection? I said, nah, I'm good. He said, all right, just know we got you. We know who you are. Now, I don't know if he knew anybody, but I probably stuck out like a sore thumb. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you look like you're somebody.
I look like not even that. It just, I look like out I just towner. Wasn't, I was not from Houston, straight up. Right. You know what I mean?
I'm out of town.
I'm eating pasta at V-Live. And I'm dolo because I'm just in there. I heard that I'm supposed to be here. And homie came up with the shirt like I'm offering protection. So I already knew what type of time it was. You know what I'm saying? And that's anywhere, though. You come to Compton, you're going to come holler at some people. You go to L.A., you're going to holler at some people. Just drone drop that tax and just know that you hands off. So I think if, you know, I don't know. New Yorkers run. A lot of New Yorkers run.
No, for sure. And look, and again, like, you know.
How y'all people, say it? Fuck, is you crazy, nigga? Need no help,
look,
nigga?
Look, there's plenty of people. There's plenty of people in New York that you can get down with that'll figure out the street elements for you, right? But again, is like I want our listeners to understand, like, it's not like, put it like this, like Chance the Rapper doesn't need to check in with anybody right. when he goes to LA. He doesn't have a Rollie on or $200,000 worth of chains on. What are they going to take from him? His Chance hat? You know, like beating up Chance is not going to get you points. Like, what? Like he's good. But if you want to be a rapper and do your shining shit in a city where there's wolves, you want to check in and you might have to pay that tax. So, yeah, I mean, which brings us to some of the best news I gotten in a while, man.
The versus battle.
Yes, sir.
Easy. It's Gucci.
Yes, sir.
And it's a lot of language out there that's not like shying away from some of the extracurriculars that have happened in the past. So, Waz, I see you're already raring to go. What are your thoughts on this announcement that these guys are going to have a versus battle?
First of all, it's important, like, because I was, shouts to the Crazy Sexy Cool crew. They actually were kind enough to have me on as a guest, and I talked about this on their joint last night. But for those of you, even if you don't really care about Jeezy or Gucci's music, I think you should care about this battle because of the history, like the drama. Just for a quick recap, and Jervis laughing because he's up to speed as well, obviously, but Jeezy and Gucci made a smash hit together. They had both of their first hits called So Icy. They had a falling out behind some of the business and some of the stuff around the song. They had a falling out. This falling out turned into some real street shit to the point where allegedly Jeezy and his mans had Gucci set up with a stripper. They got a stripper to seduce him, bring him back to a house, and while he was at that house, some dude, allegedly, who was mans with Jeezy, came to the house to kill him. What ended up happening was Gucci was on his P's and Q's, pulled out his gun, killed the guy, and got away with it. Like, literally, law enforcement was like, no, this guy killed this dude in self-defense. He was literally defending himself. And so, and thus, one of the craziest rap beefs ever was born. And this was like 2007, 2005. No, this was like 2005, 2006 type of era.
2005 was, so Icy came out 2005. So this would have been like 07, okay. I think.
Okay, so there you go. So, and it's 2020, and this is a beef that has been carried on since that, right? Like, the last time Gucci did, this is just great. Like, the last time he did, like, a bunch of press, he did Charlamagne. He didn't do Breakfast Club. He did Charlamagne's little individual interview series. And what came up, Charlamagne asked him if he ever regretted killing the guy. And Gucci, without hesitating, said, nah, he tried me. Why would I regret it? He tried me and I got his ass. And he also did an awesome interview with Hot 97's morning show, Rosenberg and Ebro and them, that I would suggest listeners go check out. So yeah, man, it gets announced that Jeezy and Gucci are doing it. And I saw the flyer and I was like, nah, this can't be happening. Right. But then I saw Gucci tweet it and the official Versus tweeted it, and I was like, wow, this is a legendary Versus. And I know I'm blabbering on, but me personally, I don't want to see some type of Jay-Z Nas reconciliation. I hope they do this shit remotely. I hope it's ratchet. Not, I hope it's negative.
They're doing it at the Compound, which is one of the most hood ass venues in Atlanta.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Listen,
yeah.
Dog. All I'ma say is I hope there's no violence and that we move past this, because my man did call him a snow cone.
Yes, on the Instagram Bruh. Post. Yeah.
But I will say this, dog. I like my music violent. So as much as nonviolence I want, I want violence in it. I want him to call him a puss-ass nigga. I want Freddie Gibbs to be on Gucci side. I want it to be so... If Gucci played EA Sports Center, he played all of mixtape Gucci. You know what I mean? I get it. Gucci ain't got no whole verses. But when you talking about that East Atlanta Santa, when you talking about that... Hey, man, it can get real. Listen, you talking about why Lou Will went to go get them lemon pepper wings, family? That's what that mixtape is like. Gucci broke so much talent, bro. I don't know, man. I like Snow, though, but if Snow trying to get the overall crowd, so if it was overall people just watching that know
he
him,
got bigger music than Gucci. Like, he has yeah. golden records.
But if it was only Atlanta?
Gucci. Guap all day.
If it's only Atlanta, he's smoking boots. Dog, it's out of here. It ain't even close. But when you think about what Snow did, I like the kid. I forgot the comedian kid on Instagram when he was telling the story about what the snowman meant in New York City and across the United States in general, how important the snowman was. Niggas was getting 100%. USDA charges off of that, family.
100%. No, but I want to ask Jervin a meme because he's a petty shirt. Yes, I know Amin is a petty cat. Like, could you see yourself as Gucci, like, ever forgiving Young Jeezy? I just find it hard. Like, it seems impossible. I think for similar reasons is why you've seen 50 and Ja will never reconcile, because basically 50's like, you're responsible for why I got shot nine times and almost died, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, that's... I want to believe I'll go for the bag, but I mean, damn, man. Like, at some point, you try to kill me. You try to end my life. You try to end my life or my livelihood. I don't know if I can sweep, you know, like, my bad. Like, I can't sweep that under the rug or kind of play it off. I mean, like, that's, you know, the 50 situation is one thing. Because, like, Ja was connected, but it's not like Ja ordered
it. Right.
Gucci,
for sure.
Shit, that nigga ordered it, like, they try to get me, bro. So, I don't know, man. I like, that's a weird thing for me. It's a weird thing for a versus battle, of all things, right? Like, something that, 9 months ago, we didn't even know what that was.
Right, and we've had Patti LaBelle on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a crazy place to take it. I was being a little bit facetious. Like, if they do reconcile and people are able to move on with their lives, and two black successful black men, very public black men, are able to move past it and do the quote unquote right thing, I think that would be powerful and it'd be a great message. But part of me is like, man, fuck all that shit.
Yo, how do you reconcile with somebody to try to, like, it ain't like it's Nas and Hov and, you know, Hov, you know, slept with his baby mom and he did awesome. He tried to take your life. Like, I don't really feel like there's no way to come back from that.
Hold on one second. Let me just play something for you real quick. Oh, hold on. Fuck. I fucked it up. Hold on one second. Go dig your partner up, nigga.
And if you're looking for the kid, I'll be in zone six. Hey.
So let me ask y'all, because I got I actually got way more kickback than I actually thought I was going to get. Not even just on Twitter, but just in group chats when I asked. To me, I mean, I was in Atlanta when T.I. I put my timeline because T.I. went away for the year and a day. I was in Atlanta that day. He went away for the year and a day. So I was, you know, we went out. We was down there for my man bachelor party. And all I heard that entire time, I'm coming down there thinking I'm about to hear T.I., Jeezy, all that shit. I didn't hear anything in any club I went to other than Gucci. Yeah. Like, that's all I heard, right? So I'm with y'all. If it was strictly an Atlantic-based group, like, Jeezy has no shot. Gucci is like the realest nigga ever to an Atlanta nigga. Yeah. Like, it don't get no real in the Gucci. But unfortunately for Gucci, this is a national stage, right? So in my mind, I don't even think he has like a chance. I'm not saying he's gonna get washed and it's gonna be 20-0, but at the end of the day, Jeezy is going to win this versus. Because they're going to be really competing. Like, this ain't no friendly, you know, Ross and Chains up there. Right. You know, we celebrate. This ain't no celebration. This is, yo, I'm coming to smash, homie. So, am I tripping for thinking that Jeezy is going to win this thing and win it easily?
Yeah, I don't think you're tripping. Again, like shit like Soul Survivor and then what and you know, Go Getter and My President is Black and all of these big records that mind. Jeez,
lose my mind. I don't want to hear none of that, you know, shit you just said either.
Gucci not gonna play Lemonade, big dog. I know that.
So you know what I'm saying?
If you keep it street, the streets gonna decide the winner. That's the thing. You can play all that shit. The people from other states gonna be like 1-0, 2-0. Let Atlanta judge this. We ain't got no parts about that. Let's just let Atlanta judge this. That's all I want is the Atlanta pick their new king, dog. And we just bury the hatchet at this. Because outsiders shouldn't have no opinion on this. This is how I want it. Because I really want it to be. I want them to play. I want Gucci to force Jeezy to play his most gutter shit. He don't got no gutter shit.
He don't got no gutter shit.
What gutter shit you talking about? Compared to Gucci? No, Gucci?
Can't ban the Snowman fucking mixtape was crazy.
I like it, bro. I like it,
nah,
but come on.
Nah, Jeezy. No, Jeezy, you can't do that. In the streets, Streets is watching, I should say. In the Streets is T.I.'s joint. Streets is watching is...
I'm back.
Is he got some mixtape. He got some mixtape material.
It ain't touching nothing that Gucci
The entire 101 is a street album. Like outside of the radio hits, the shit.
I mean, how many radio hits was on that shit?
I do it for my hood, and they ain't talking about
outside of that shit. Like nobody wants to hear it.
How many radio hits was on there?
What's the joint he got, yo, my nigga? When you pull up and you see the bull with the big bull wheels on, you roll your window down, you blow your smoke. Like
he ain't never seen them. Those are the songs I want to hear. So much white, it'll hurt your eyes.
Listen, really listen. Take that commercial pirate shit out of here, dog. I like Jeezy. Wow. I like Jeezy, dog. But like, let's not do that, family. I'm rolling with it.
I just don't want to hear any past Jeezy. Like none of that shit.
I'm Zone 6 favorite cousin out right now for this week.
Yo, Pastor Jeezy is hilarious.
No Pastor Jeezy, please. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to, this is the 20th anniversary, November 16th. We're recording this on November 16th. It's the 20th anniversary of the release of the album that I just discovered right now. It's called 2001. It's not called Chronic 2001. I've been calling it the wrong name for 20 years. It's just called 2001. And the reason behind that is because Death Row owned the trademark for the Chronic. And so I remember at the time that Chronic 2000, Dre's new album coming out, Chronic 2000, is going to be the biggest album ever. And then Suge Knight was like, we're putting out the Chronic 2000. So they put out some bullshit-ass Death Row compilation. So the pivot from Dr. Dre was to come out in 1999 with 2001, which is genius, right? Because... that album literally bumped for like 3 years. I believe solely because of that name. The music was great, but I feel like that name, it being 2001, always made it seem timely for like a 3-year window there. I want to go, there's so many things about this album that are so, so interesting, including the introduction of Scott Storch into the world. But I want everybody to name their favorite track off the album. It's obviously a great album, no skips, etc. But what is your favorite track off the album? Trey, you are from LA. First of all, what was it like, Trey, when this album came out in LA?
So I got the bootleg version first, and it came out a little early. It leaked a little early. But the first record we ever heard, was Fuck You featuring Devin the Dude. And that shit was it hit so crazy that like every car down the street was playing that shit. And then Explosive was probably the next track that was like, oh my God, mind blowing.
That was one that leaked, yeah.
And then, but actually the single was Forgot About Dre. and the next episode. So those two were like big records. But when I first got it, man, some LA niggas is no, Let's Get High is one of like the craziest records for us. Like house party wise, that song could either get you freaking a chick. That song could either stop a party. That song could either get a party shot up. That song come on, you looking at the DJ like, why'd you play that? Because he just ruined the whole shit. Because it's like all these niggas and all these hoes and ain't somebody here gon' fuck. What? And gangbangers like to walk to that song. Mm. And you bump the wrong cat, everybody can have a good time, and then it just doom 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 doom. And the bass line, is that Dre over there? Yeah, just took some ecstasy. When that shit come on, that probably is one of the craziest records for me. That's my favorite, and Housewife. So Let's Get High and Housewife, because you know Corrupt was talking some crazy shit on there. You can't make a hoe a housewife.
Jerv, where were you when 2001 came out, and what's your favorite track?
I was in college. So for me, I was actually able to see LA people like react to this thing, which was kind of dope. You know what I mean? That was one thing that was dope about being in college. Like when you see things come out, you know what I mean? You get to see people from that area respond to it as opposed to just being the East Coast dude and only seeing, you know, the East Coast music, whatever. My favorite track on this thing is, and it took, I didn't realize that Snoop wasn't really on this song until the verses, because I was complaining why he didn't play Still DRE. And then I listened to it, and he's on it on the hook, but he actually doesn't have a verse or whatever. But by far, that's my favorite track. Shout out to the big homie for being the pen on most on a lot of this album.
You know what's funny, Jerv? The moment I heard it, I was like, oh, Ho wrote this. Because you could tell, like, Dre is a really weird guy in that whoever wrote his lyrics, you automatically know. Because he mimics their flow.
Have you ever listened to Compton? I'm like, yeah, Kendrick Lamar literally wrote this whole album for Son. Right. but he's just rapping their flows. Like Kendrick.
Think about, like, Forgot About Dre, the flow.
Still Dre.
You're talking about
the Eminem flow.
The Eminem one, yeah. And the group that got there, my brother, Police. If you just do it in Eminem's voice, like, oh yeah, Eminem wrote this. Same thing with Still DR. Still. Like, that's Hope. Still. Still, you know. Still not loving Police. That's still a very Hope flow.
This is Hope. It's still AK nigga. Dre Day nigga. That's whole right there. That little cocky little arrogance joint. But I'm with Jerv. I'm a basic ass New Yorker. Definitely still Dre is like, I don't think at the time it was my favorite joint. I think at the time I probably liked The Watcher and What's the Difference the most. In 2020, still Dre is the song on this that gives me the most feeling. And it is basic because it's Hov and it's Dre. And what I will say about this, when it came out, so I would have been like 13 years old, but you know, around the time that I was, you know, becoming a fake rap dork, right? Like, and figuring out like, this is the type of shit that I like, you know, blah, 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 blah. My relationship to West Coast music was this, like as a New Yorker, as arrogant New Yorkers, like New York people didn't give nobody props who wasn't from New York. Right. Except the only time I ever seen it was Snoop on Doggy Style. That shit took over the whole New York. Everybody had to bow down. Everybody gave it up to Dre and Snoop for Doggy Style. Like, I remember people fucking loved Doggy Style. So that was my whole conception of Dre at the time. It's like this dude who hasn't done anything noteworthy since, I guess, The Firm, you know, which people had mixed feelings about. Right, exactly.
Like, the thing about, you know, I mean, I think he says it on, what track is it? They say, it's on Still DRE.
Or The Firm
says,
flopped. Yeah. No, yeah. That's Firm Forgot About Dre. He says it.
Forgot About Dre. But also Still DRE says, They said Dre flopped. How? My last album was
The Chronic. That was The Chronic, right.
Which, again, is a very Hove line.
And we determined that's a lie.
The very Hove line.
That's super Hove. Super Hove. How? Like, how could I have fallen off? The last shit I did is The Chronic, fam. Yeah, stop.
We just overlooked Aftermath.
Oh, yeah, that never happened.
Where is that?
It was a compilation, man. It was a compilation.
I done that. My apologies. You got guns. You got
terrible. Trap. But he was doing the waltz in the video. Oh, man, that was terrible.
Oh, my God.
That was terrible. That I put that out of my mind. But, yeah, I mean, that's like, when I thought about Dre, it's like, yo, this is the dude that made New York give it up to some West Coast dudes, like, for real. You know what I'm saying?
So this is in the height of East Coast, West Coast stuff. And so I was in Atlanta, and we definitely was in that, like, man, I ain't trying to hear no Tupac album. Man, I don't give a fuck about no Snoop on this and that. But this album came out, and niggas was like, nope, we're playing it. And we're playing all of it. The first song I heard off of it was Explosive. And I remember thinking, is this a reference track? Because of Corrupt's verse. Well, we counted the number of times he said bitch in it. I was like, this has to be a reference track. They going to lay down the lyrics for real later. He's just getting the flow down. Bitch, nigga, you more of a bitch than a bitch. You ain't into hitting pussy. You're hitting the shit. You're punk, bitch. All my real. But the thing that makes me, like, really marvel, obviously, it's got great replayability. But you can play next episode, and I believe every party everywhere across the country will play next episode in part at some point.
Yep.
And it's not like, I always try to think about the equivalent from when it came out, because that's when I was in college and this album was out and we were partying. It would be like if someone played, I guess, The Temptations in the middle of a party.
Right.
It would be kind of off.
Right.
But somehow next episode, doesn't matter what generation, everybody knows that song. Everybody knows when they say, hold up, the whole party goes, hey. And yep. that is one of the most powerful things. It's the magic of Nate Dogg, who wasn't even credited on the track. How crazy is that? He didn't even get a credit on the fucking track. It's his voice that makes the whole track.
Rest in peace to the legend.
R.I.P. Nate Dogg. I loved L.A. Niggas, because that was like a very lyrical Backpack Amin was like, yes, this is real hip hop. I bang like Vince Carter from the baseline. Like Trey said.
Shouts to Mailman, bro. The unsung hero on there, yeah, bro. Thanks. He was writing a bunch of shit.
Yes, he was.
Thanks.
Let's Get High. Obviously, that was a big party track. What's the Difference? It was great. Light Speed was cool if you were high. The Watcher, you know what's funny? I've reached a point where the only version of The Watcher I listen to is the one on Hove's album, The Watcher Part 2. And I'm going to die with my eyes open. The Watcher. Like, you know, that shit. Like, I don't even remember.
The Watch is crazy.
It's a crazy track. Crazy. It's
crazy.
Crazy production. That's one of the rare ones where Dre actually produced it. Right? And he didn't outsource as he did, like, for most of the rest of the album. So, great album. Great times. Let's do this. Let's talk about Good Lord Bird on the Overflow. I want to give it enough time, and I don't want this episode to run too long. If you are a Patreon, head over to the Patreon. You will find the Overflow episode for Bomb. We are going to review the season finale, and really the series finale of Good Lord Bird. If you're not a Patreon, what are you waiting for? Go ahead, patreon.com/countthethings. For Rob Lopez on production, Black Trey, Big Waz, Big Jerv. This has been Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker.